There are a lot of people who don't understand how powerful their own energy is. The world is always getting bigger, and energy is one of those things. People all over the world can feel your good energy if you work hard enough to have a strong positive vibration. We can find more peace, freedom, and happiness by accepting things as they are, growing in our faith, and being aware of the present moment. Giving up control is a lovely way to get in tune with the universe's natural flow and let life happen in its own beautiful way. This world of subjective reality is very clear, and the only awareness that exists is your own. That means that only one set of goals is being cast onto your personal reality. You are the one who has full control over your mind. Because of this, you can really master the way you think about that subject. You are the only person in the world who can have intentions, since no one else is truly aware in this way of thinking. In this case, you are the only one who can think about what is happening in your world. If you think about it, this is a very strong thought. However, many people find it hard to wrap their heads around this concept. It is, however, the main idea behind the rule of attraction. A lot of people have trouble with this because they don't know what they are. If you only think of yourself as your body, you won't be able to understand this biased world. Instead, you need to realize that you are the only awareness that can change the world in front of you. The seven rules that apply to everyone. When you put these seven ideas together, they make harmony that you feel as the law of attraction. These rules are significant parts of psychological reality. If you want to use the law of attraction to make your life better, you need to understand all of them. 1. The principle of making things happen. The idea behind this concept is that overall awareness is something we choose as people. People can choose to be awake, which means they can be fully aware of what is happening right now. We are always asking ourselves the most important question that has to do with present consciousness, even if we don't fully understand it. We want to know what good things focus awareness can do for us. 2. The fundamental concept of magnetism. This is one of the most important ideas about fair return for our thinking. That's the only kind of energy you could draw to you. People will associate good feelings and thoughts with you if you put them out there. The universe is full of energy that we renew all the time and that also moves through us. Every person is an important part of a complex system that is trying to find balance. An important lesson in life that almost every society on Earth has taken on. The idea that much of what you get in life depends on what you give is one that everyone seems to understand. 3. The idea of pure desire. The idea of pure desire says that what you want will have a big effect on what you get back. To be sure that things will go well, make sure that your actions and thoughts are driven by pure purpose. For those goals to be clean, you need to be thinking without any fear, doubt, or feelings of neediness. Because you want to get a good reaction, your reasons must be clear and good. If you don't ask for things with good intentions, then the good energy you send out will be defeated and won't be returned. 4. The idea of paradoxical intent. Instead of having a clear goal, this theory tells us how things will change when we think directly about them. For example, if you act out of despair, you will create a paradox that will turn your planned energy into something bad. Because your thoughts are so desperate, you will send out an energy that will hurt the people and things around you. People who could have helped you will be turned away because of this. 5. The fundamental rule of harmony. This is the concept that tells people how to get the good things they want in life, making the choice to live in harmony with the world and not sending out bad vibes will open the door to a lot of good feelings and good things happening. This is only possible if a person chooses to connect with the flow of the world and the people around them. One of the universal rules says that you have to think positively all the time. This is something that many people aren't ready or able to do. 6. the idea of doing the right thing. People who do the right things in life are rewarded by the concept of right behavior. According to the principle of right action, people who want to feel things like worth, respect, and decency must also do their part to make their surroundings more like those things. On the other hand, if you do things that weaken these important general traits, you will see them fall apart in your own life. Because of this, people should always be thinking about the decisions they make and how they might affect other people and themselves. 7. The idea of increasing influence. There are a lot of people who don't understand how powerful their own energy is. The world is always getting bigger, and energy is one of those things. People all over the world can feel your good energy if you work hard enough to have a strong positive vibration. If you pay enough attention to your own feelings and thoughts, things that you never thought possible might happen. If you choose to live a good life that makes other people happy, your positive power of influence will finally spread to all the things and people around you. How the law of attraction came to be. There are a lot of different ideas about where this theory came from, and there is no real way to find out for sure. People who believe in the law of attraction have always tried to find justification in their universal ideas. People think that the Buddha once said, "What you have become is the result of what you have thought." Many old Greek thinkers said similar things when they were more learned and wise. Before Socrates, most people in Greece believed that a person's beliefs were strong enough to change the world. A lot of important faiths also say that our beliefs shape the world we live in. Many writers of the New Thought movement in the 1800s said that good thoughts could change the way things happen in a person's life. A lot of people, including James Allen, Wallace D. Wattles, Napoleon Hill, and Charles F. Hanel, came up with new ideas about how the world works. Thoughts can and do change the situations and conditions of a person's life, they said. People are still interested in and excited about the law of attraction. As of now, movies like The Secret and What the Bleep are still giving this very old idea new life and support. Putting the law of attraction to use can change your life in big ways. One of the most interesting questions about the law of attraction is how it can be used in real life. It can be hard for people to put a theory into practice when its basic ideas are so vague and hard to understand. People who want to get the most out of the law of attraction need to be able to set goals that are attainable. It's not going to save your life or give you $1 million for no reason. A good way to look at the law of attraction is to be honest about your goals. The main ideas behind the law of attraction are about how different people will interact with each other. If you want to set goals, you should start with these ideas. A lot of good things can happen to you because of the law of attraction. If you send out good feelings, not only will good energy come to you, but people will also want to be around you. You can change your luck with the law of attraction, but don't expect it to bring you a miracle. You can expect that it will bring someone wonderful into your life. It's also okay to believe that the law of attraction will bring you good things. You now have to make smart choices if you want to make changes in your life. You won't become a perfect person right away because of the law of attraction, but if you send out good vibes and keep your good energy in check, good things will come back to you. Some people say that you need to know exactly what you want in order to use the law of attraction. Besides that, they need to ask the universe for what they want. One of the most important rules is that the person must be able to give their full attention to what they want. A person must be able to focus their positive energy and excitement on the object of their desire and have a strong belief that they already have it in order to achieve their goals. Using the law of attraction to make your dreams come true is fully controlled by the process of action. There might be more than one thing you need to do to make your dreams come true. You might need to go through a step-by-step process in order to truly see a realization of your goals and wishes. Having a strong focus is the key to making your dreams come true. If you put your good energy on something long enough, it will happen. This is one of the main ideas behind the law. If you put enough good energy into things, they will change in ways that can help you reach your main goals and dreams, even if it doesn't happen right away. Focusing on a goal is something that everyone needs to do if they want to be successful in the long run. You can't be sure that you'll reach a goal right away, but you can be sure that nothing good will happen that fits with your long-term goals if you don't stay focused. If you want to use the law of attraction to reach your goals, what else should you keep in mind? Obviously, perspective is a very important thing to think about. You need to understand the basic idea behind the idea that you can live and even do well without reaching your goal. You have your eyes on the prize, but you know that you can still have a good life without it. Having the right viewpoint on your goals will help you send out waves of good energy. The law of attraction says that this is one of the most important things people can do to be successful. Instead of sending good energy, you will receive negative energy if you do it with bad goals. Remember that when you look at the 7 global rules above, you can't pick and choose which ones to follow. Some of them might make you think that one is more important than the others when you look at them. This is a mistake that could make it harder for you to succeed. Each of the rules is important in its own way, and none of them would work without the others. Thinking about each of these rules will help you stay balanced, which is very important for success. A full lifestyle choice. If you want to be great with the law of attraction, you have to use it in every part of your life. In order to make things easier in another part of your life, you can't use it in another part in the same way. Being aware means making choices every time you wake up. The energy you send out affects everything around you. If you want to be truly successful, you have to be ready to fill your whole life with good energy. It's not hard to be happy, positive, and excited when you wake up in the morning. It takes some time, but after a while, it will become second nature. Building habits. Being successful is a habit, so you need to keep it up. By their very nature, humans are creatures of habit. If you start to have success, it's likely that it will grow and lead to even more success. It might not be easy at first to get up in a good mood, but you can train yourself to do it. There are a lot of upbeat people in the world who work hard to stay that way. It might be hard to make those choices at first, but know that it will get easier over time. In the long run, you will be better off if you make good habits. Assertion. An important part of the process is affirmation. To keep your eye on success, you need to be sure that what you want will happen. Telling yourself that success is on the way is one way to do that. It is good to use affirmations because they can bring good energy and good effects into your life. Feeling good about your goals is good, but you need to keep those good thoughts in your mind. Speaking happy thoughts and feelings is the best way to keep them going. Positive things should be said over and over to yourself about your life and the way it's going. In the end, this can give you a very strong and good reaction in real life. How to communicate with the universe. You need to realize that talking to the universe isn't as hard as you think. It is not about hard rituals or secret languages. It is about focus, belief, and intention. These three things are necessary to interact with the universe in a good way. Let's look at each of these parts separately now. Intention is the most important thing. More than that, you need to know why you want what you want. If you don't have a clear goal, your message to the universe might get lost and not work. Attention comes next. Not worrying too much about your wants is the point. Instead, keep them in your mind. It's kind of like a gentle reminder to the universe of what you want. Lastly, have faith. Your intentions and attention are pretty much useless if you don't believe. You need to believe in the process, the universe, and yourself. Believe is what makes the whole thing work. Confidence means being sure that what you want is already yours. Don't forget that the universe is always listening and answering. It's not a question of if it will answer, but when and how. It's your job to make sure that your message is clear, consistent, and delivered with conviction. That's the most basic way to talk to the universe. Clear intention, focused attention, and unwavering belief are all needed for this process to work. If you can master these, the universe will be more responsive and helpful to you on your life's journey. Let's move on to talking about spiritual dialogue, which is an important part of this cosmic conversation. If you want to communicate with the universe, the next important thing you need to do is understand the idea of spiritual dialogue. This idea is not about a conversation in the real world, but about a conversation in the mind. It's about letting the universe talk to you through your heart and mind, and getting answers in ways you might not understand at first. Talking about spiritual things can go both ways. Not only should you send out your thoughts and prayers, but you should also listen and be open to what the universe has to say. There is more going on than just talking. You are having a conversation, an exchange of energies and ideas. The universe doesn't talk to us in words. It uses intuition, signs, synchronicities, and feelings. They are always there, ready for you to notice them, whether they are obvious or not. To learn the language of the universe, you need to tune in to this frequency. You need to understand that everything around you has a deeper meaning and that you are linked to everything else. To be good at spiritual dialogue, you need to become more self-aware and mindful. It's about being in the present, paying attention to the little things, and reading your experiences between the lines. It's also about being patient and knowing that the universe acts on its own time and in its own way. Third lesson, the influence of thinking positively. You can more effectively tell the universe what you want when you use the power of positive thinking. In fact, this is not just a saying, it is based on science. You can change the way you think in a good way through cognitive restructuring. This will then change how you feel, what you do, and how your life goes in general. Positive thinking doesn't mean ignoring the bad things that happen in life. It means dealing with them in a constructive and positive way. It's about hoping for the best instead of the worst. Having this attitude helps you connect with the energy of the universe and think about things that are in line with the energy you want to attract. You need to know that your thoughts have mass and power. Believe in good things and send out a strong, high frequency that connects with the energy of the universe. Your thoughts are a good way to talk to the universe because they use this energy to attract what you want. Thoughts of good things turn into a language or frequency that the universe can understand and respond to. That's what the law of attraction is all about. What you like will attract what you like. In other words, if you are feeling good, you are more likely to attract good things. But it's important to remember that thinking positively isn't enough. It needs to be paired with good behavior. To make your dreams come true, you have to put in the work. You can't get where you want to go with positive thinking alone. It's like a car without gas. Lesson 4. Visualization. Making your dreams come true. Visualization is often a very useful tool for making your dreams come true. You don't just daydream or wishful think. You actively create images, scenarios, and outcomes in your mind that are in line with your goals and desires. Visualization is more than just seeing a picture. It's about giving that picture meaning and emotion. The experience is so real that it affects not only your mind, but also your body. Your mind will be able to follow this plan as you make a clear, detailed picture of the reality you want to create. Studies have shown that the brain can't tell the difference between imagined and real events. You train your brain to see your visualized goals as attainable by building new neural pathways when you visualize. This tells your subconscious mind to make sure that your thoughts, behaviors, and actions are in line with what you want to happen. Visualization also changes your energy and vibration in a big way. Focusing on good thoughts and outcomes raises your vibrational frequency, which brings you experiences that are in tune with your higher vibration. It works like the law of attraction says, like attracts like. What's the first step in visualizing? It's easy. Find a place that is quiet and not being used by anyone else. Close your eyes and let your mind picture the life you want. You should feel it, believe it, and most of all, expect it. Plus, don't forget that the key is to practice often and consistently. Visualization is more than just picturing your ideal life. It's also about feeling it, believing in it, and making it happen. So start picturing things right now and watch how your world changes. Lesson 5. Philosophical roots from the past. You may be curious about how the ideas of visualizing and talking to the universe come from very old philosophy. Let's look into this some more. It's not just a New Age trend to believe in the power of spoken words and to visualize things. These ideas come from ancient philosophical ideas. People in ancient Greece believed that words had power and could change reality. This idea was called logos, which can be translated as word or reason. This is similar to how we think about the power of affirmations and visualizing things. The Stoics were among those who thought that the mind could change reality. They used visualization to get ready for what was going to happen and to make a mental picture of what they wanted to achieve. The ancient Indian philosophy of Vak, which comes from the Sanskrit word for speech, also held this view. They thought of speech as the way things were made and a way to change reality. People as far back as the Egyptians believed in the power of speech. Their sacred symbols, the hieroglyphs, weren't just pictures. They thought they had the power to change reality. You can see that these ideas aren't as New Age as you thought. They come from ancient wisdom teachings that have been passed down from generation to generation. Speaking to the universe isn't the only thing you need to do. You also need to know how powerful your words and thoughts are. This is a timeless truth. Sixth lesson, quantum physics from a scientific point of view. There's an interesting link between every thought and word you have and the rules of quantum physics. That's right. This isn't some crazy metaphysical idea. It's a scientific fact. A branch of physics called quantum physics studies the tiniest particles in the universe. It has shown that our thoughts and words can change the physical world. Let us break it down. The idea of wave-particle duality is at the heart of quantum physics. In other words, every particle, like an electron or a photon, can be a particle or a wave. It's both, not either or. Here's where things get interesting. These particles' properties don't become fixed until they are seen. The way you look at them, or your thought or word, tells them whether they are a wave or a particle. What does this mean for you? Simply put, your words and thoughts have the power to change the world. Quantum physics has shown that your thoughts, the way you see the world, and the words you speak all have real effects on the universe around you. But that doesn't mean you can just think or speak your way into a new car. You still have to take action first. It's more about realizing that your words and thoughts aren't just things that happen inside your head. They're strong forces that can affect the outside world. You should be smart about which ones you choose, because they are listening and the universe is responding. Lesson 7. The law of attraction is explained in a way that keeps tying into quantum physics principles, like attracts like, according to the law of attraction. This means that your thoughts and words really do shape your reality. There is no such thing as a passive observer in this universe. You are constantly interacting with the energy around you. Your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs send out vibrations that are matched by the universe and make your reality come true. Break it down. Picture your thoughts as a signal that you send out into the world. You are sending out into the universe your hopes, fears, and desires. You get this signal, and it comes back to you in the form of your experiences. For example, if you think about debt all the time, you send out a frequency of lack and debt, which is then reflected back to you by the universe. Instead, if you think about having plenty and being thankful, you will attract more of the same. It's important to know that the law of attraction is more than just wishful thinking. It has to do with lining up your thoughts with what you do and why you do it. It's not enough to just think good thoughts. You have to believe them and act on them. If you think positively but don't believe it, it's like driving a car without gas. It won't go anywhere. Techniques for effective communication. Lesson 8. Let's get right to it. Let's talk about ways to talk to the universe in a way that makes sure your thoughts, intentions, and actions are all in sync. First and foremost, you need to be clear about what you want to do. In other words, you have to be clear and confident about what you want. The universe can't figure out what you want if you make your request too general. The next thing you need to do is use the power of visualization. Picture what you want as if it has already come true. Feel the joy, savor the accomplishment, and bask in the success. Use all of your senses to do this. The message to the universe is stronger the more real it feels. Don't forget how important emotions are. The fuel that sends your intentions out into the universe is your emotions. Positive emotions like love, gratitude, and joy give off a lively energy that makes your message stronger. On the other hand, negativity weakens the signal, so keep a positive attitude. Another useful method is writing down your plans. Writing down your wishes not only makes them real, but it also helps you remember them. It is a strong way to make your dreams come true. Last but not least, be patient and persistent. Don't forget that the universe doesn't follow your timetable. Don't give up if you don't see results right away. Keep saying what you want, have faith that doesn't waver, and be ready to receive. If you use these techniques regularly, they can help you talk to the universe better. They're not spells, they're steps you can take that are based on the law of attraction. If you can control them, you will be well on your way to getting what you want. The power of meditation. Lesson 9. You will find that meditation is a powerful way to talk to the universe after you have learned these other techniques. When you meditate the right way, you can tap into an inner power that can help you feel calm and clear. First, know that the goal of meditation is not to reach a state of emptiness, but to reach a state of awareness. It's all about focusing your attention and getting rid of the thoughts that are making you feel confused. Mindfulness is the word for this. Meditation can help you become more mindful, which means that your thoughts, feelings, and sensations don't run your life. Instead, you just notice them without judging them. The second thing that makes meditation powerful is not just that it makes you feel calm, but also that it connects you to the universe. To receive guidance and new ideas, you can tune into the universe's subtle energies. This can be done by clearing your mind. Finally, don't rush through the steps. Meditation needs practice, just like any other skill. You can start with as little as 5 minutes a day and slowly add more time as you get used to it. Remember that the goal is not to make people quiet, but to enjoy the silence. How affirmations work is covered in Lesson 10. In order to talk to the universe, the next thing you can do is use affirmations. It's also important to know how they work. You can say affirmations out loud or in your head. They are positive statements that give you power. They are made to fit your specific needs and goals and are meant to help you change your negative, limiting thoughts into positive, uplifting ones. Affirmations are more than just positive self-talk, despite what you might think. Affirmations work deep down in your mind. It's like reprogramming your brain, changing the neural pathways that control what you think and do. It's like telling your brain, "This is what I believe, this is what I want, and this is who I am." After a while, your subconscious mind starts to believe these things. There may be changes in the way you think, act, and follow through. But keep in mind that affirmations aren't a magic bullet. They won't solve all of your problems right away. On the other hand, they can be very useful if you use them along with other techniques like meditation, visualizing, and setting goals. Also, you have to say your affirmations every day. You can't expect things to change after just one time. They need to be done often, ideally every day. Affirmations work best when you say them over and over again. You can start using affirmations to talk to the universe now that you know how they work. Lesson 11. Putting your daily gratitude practice into action. Regular practicing of gratitude can greatly enhance your connection with the universe by encouraging you to notice and value the wonderful parts of your life. If you do this every day, it can change the way you think, make you happier, and improve your overall health. You can start writing in a gratitude journal every day as a way to start practicing gratitude. Write down at least 3 things you're thankful for every day. Nothing fancy is needed. Even simple things like a sound sleep, a tasty meal, or a warm shower can be appreciated. Speaking out loud is another effective method. You can pick a certain time of the day to say thank you, like while you're drinking your coffee in the morning or right before bed. It might feel weird at first, but after a while, it will feel normal and good to do as part of your routine. Getting other people involved in your practice of gratitude can also be helpful. Tell a friend, partner, or family member how thankful you are. It will not only make your relationship stronger, but it will also help them start thinking about being thankful. Lastly, add being thankful to your meditation routine. During your mindfulness practices, try to think about the things you are thankful for. In this way, you train your mind to be in the present moment and to enjoy the good things in your life. The function of emotions in manifestation is covered in Lesson 12. Your emotions are very important to the process of manifestation because they connect you with the universe in a powerful way. Like a radio signal, each emotion you feel sends out a different frequency. When you're feeling good emotions like love, joy, or gratitude, you send out high-frequency signals that bring about good things. Negative emotions, on the other hand, like fear, anger, or disappointment, send out low-frequency signals that can bring about bad things. Think of your emotional state as a magnetic field. The energy you give off attracts experiences that have the same vibration as yours. It's simple. Things that are like each other attract each other. Being able to manifest things becomes easier the stronger and more stable your emotions are. In other words, if you consistently think about good feelings, good things are more likely to come into your life. Here is the text with more punctuation. This doesn't mean you should hide or ignore your bad feelings. Recognizing them is important for emotional health because they are a normal part of being human. It's important not to let them take over your emotions, though. You should instead recognize them, learn from them, and then consciously change your mood to one that is more positive. Remember that the universe doesn't know the difference between what you imagine and what is real. It only responds to the energy you send out. To improve your ability to manifest, it's important to consciously cultivate positive emotions. Let's look at another interesting way that dreams can help you talk to the universe after we've talked about how emotions play a role in manifestation. Lesson 13. Talking to others through your dreams. There are a lot of people who may not know that dreams can be a good way to talk to the universe. It's not as crazy as it might seem. You have dreams because they come from your subconscious mind, which is closely linked to the universal consciousness. Once you understand this link, you can use the power of your dreams to talk to the universe. Before you go to sleep, set an intention as the first step in the process. Make it clear to the universe what you want to say. That's not to say something important. It could be a simple question or a need for help. Being clear is important here. The universe responds best to intentions that are clear and focused. Next, pay close attention to what you dream about. They are the universe's answer to what you want. But things aren't always clear-cut. The universe often talks to us through metaphors and symbols, so you will have to figure out what your dreams mean. This might seem hard at first, but don't worry. You will get better at reading the language of the universe with practice. Finally, don't think that a dream isn't important. Every dream has the potential to teach us something important. If you're having a hard time figuring out a dream, don't jump to conclusions. Wait, the meaning might become clear in time. In the end, dreams can be a great way to get your point across. You can find out what the universe is trying to tell you by being clear about your goals and paying attention to your dreams. Now let's talk about another tool that can help with this, writing in a journal. Lesson 14. Writing in a journal is a way to free your mind. So, how does writing in a journal fit into this conversation with the universe? When you write in a journal, your thoughts, feelings, ideas, and experiences become real. It's a useful tool for expressing yourself and talking to other people. When you write, you do more than just put words on paper. You send vibrations out into the universe. People think that these vibrations interact with the universal energy and could change your reality. Think about it this way. When you write in a journal, you're talking to the universe directly. The universe can understand your dreams, wants, and goals because you are making them real. This is like the idea of manifesting or visualizing. You are making your thoughts and desires real, which helps the universe respond better. Keeping a journal also helps you see things more clearly. When you write, you're basically putting your thoughts in order. This process helps you become more self-aware and think about yourself, which helps you figure out what you want and need. In turn, this helps you communicate your goals more clearly to the universe. Basically, writing in a journal is a useful and effective way to talk to the universe. It's a way to learn about yourself and grow as a person, and it's also a powerful way to bring things into your life. And don't forget how powerful it is to write down your thoughts. You're not just keeping a journal, you're talking to the universe. Your words have power, and they might change the way things are for you. Lesson 15. How to understand synchronicities. If you start writing in a journal, you might start to notice that things happen at the same time. Carl Jung, a psychologist, said that synchronicities are strange events that happen for no clear reason but seem to have something to do with each other. They can make you feel like the universe is responding to your thoughts, plans, or actions, and they can often help you understand or make decisions. Keep an open mind if you want to understand synchronicities. They aren't always clear or dramatic. Sometimes they show up in the form of recurring themes, numbers, or patterns in your daily life. You might think about a friend you haven't talked to in years and then run into them the next day. You could also dream about a certain place and then see an ad for that place out of the blue. These events aren't just random. They're synchronicities that show a stronger link between your thoughts and the real world. To notice these synchronicities, you need to pay attention to your feelings and thoughts, as well as the world around you. It also means going with your gut. If something feels important, it probably is. Don't just write these things off as coincidences. Instead, think about what they might be trying to tell you about your choices or the path you're on. Getting to know synchronicities can help you find out more about yourself. It can help you find your true path, understand what you've been through, and even talk to the universe. Keep your mind, heart, and eyes open for these interesting events. You never know what they might teach you. Lesson 16. How to get past communication problems on your way to connect with the universe. The first thing you need to do is get past any communication problems that are stopping you. It's a process that needs dedication, self-awareness, and reflection. You might wonder what these words and phrases mean. They are the fears, beliefs, and other things that keep you from fully connecting with the universe's wisdom. The noise of everyday life is a big problem. The huge amount of information coming in all the time can block out the universe's subtle signals. So how can you get past these problems? First, you need to clear your mind. You can do this by meditating, going outside, or just making time for quiet moments during the day. By blocking out the noise, these practices help you tune in to the frequency of the universe. Second, you need to face your fears and beliefs that hold you back. These are the filters that change how you see things and how the universe talks to you. When you recognize and deal with your fears, you make it possible to talk to the universe. Last but not least, wait. It's not about getting instant gratification when you connect with the universe. It's a journey of self-discovery and growth. Over time, the things that used to make it hard for you to talk to the universe will become less of a problem, and your connection with it will grow stronger. Lesson 17. Success stories and case studies. There are a lot of people like you who have broken down their communication barriers and made strong connections with the universe. Let's look at a few of these success stories to get a better sense of how they got there. Laura was a middle-aged woman who felt stuck in a life that didn't seem to be going anywhere. She had been having a hard time balancing her work and personal life, which made her feel stressed and unhappy. She started doing daily affirmations and mindfulness practices after going to a series of workshops on how to talk to the universe. Within 6 months, Laura said things had changed a lot. She had been given a raise at work and felt calmer in her personal life. Then there's Jack, a young man who is having a hard time with money. He was stuck and couldn't get out of debt. Jack started to change the way he thought about money after he learned about the power of positive thinking and setting intentions. He stopped seeing it as a source of stress and started seeing it as a way to reach his goals. Jack was able to pay off all of his debts and even start his own business in just 1 year. These two people are examples of people who have changed their lives by talking to the universe. There's no doubt that when you consciously work to lower your communication barriers, you are more likely to have life-changing experiences. Problems and misunderstandings in Lesson 18. You may be eager to start talking to the universe, but it's important to know that there are common problems and misunderstandings that could get in the way. One of these problems is the need for quick results. Talking to the universe isn't like ordering at a fast food chain. You have to be patient and persistent. People often have the wrong idea that the universe is like a personal genie who can grant any wish. The truth is that the universe responds to more than just the words you speak. It responds to your energy and intention as well. Another problem is that your requests are not very clear. You need to be clear about what you want and why you want it. The universe can't understand vague desires. Another false belief is that people who ask for too much are greedy. These words are not accurate. The universe is full of everything you could want. A positive attitude is also hard to keep up, especially when things don't go as planned. This could make you think that the universe is ignoring you, but that's not the case. It's important to know that problems are part of the journey, not signs that you've failed. Not to mention another big myth is that only a few people can connect with the universe. This is not true. Anyone can do this. They just need to learn how to do it and practice. You are better prepared to handle these problems and misunderstandings now that you know about them. In the next part, we'll talk about some useful tips for beginners on how to talk to the universe. Lesson 19. Tips for beginners that you can use. Make sure you have a clear mind and an open heart before you start your journey to communicating with the universe. Quitting cynicism, negativity, and doubt is important because they can make it hard to see things clearly and connect with the universe. Next, you need to make it a habit to meditate every day. This process doesn't have to be complicated. Just a few minutes of quiet thought every day can be enough. To make it easier to tune in to the frequency of the universe, the goal is to develop mindfulness and peace of mind. When you talk to the universe, it's also important to be clear about what you want. Don't leave room for doubt. Be clear about what you want and why you want it. Not only does this help you say what you want, but it also lets the universe respond correctly. Also, show appreciation for what the universe has already done for you by being grateful. In turn, this creates a positive environment that helps people connect more deeply and be more open. Last but not least, be patient. Don't expect results right away. The universe has its own schedule. Knowing this can help you stay hopeful and faith-filled, even when things aren't going as quickly as you'd like. Lesson 20. How to find out about yourself. As you try to figure out how the universe works, you will also learn a lot about yourself. This journey doesn't go in a straight line. Instead, it's a complicated, multidimensional exploration of your deepest feelings, thoughts, and beliefs. You will face your fears, figure out what drives you, and question what you think you know. It can be uncomfortable to look into yourself, but it's necessary for growth. It is through your inner universe that you will learn more about your strengths, weaknesses, and true values. This information is very important for your growth and happiness. Self-discovery requires time and patience because it involves looking inside and thinking about things. It's not about jumping to conclusions, but about becoming more aware and present. You will learn how to be still with your feelings and thoughts without judging them. By doing this, you'll start to see patterns, figure out what sets you off, and understand how you react. Self-discovery is also an ongoing process. It's not a place you need to get to, but a journey you need to take. How you see yourself will change as you grow and change. Some of the things you used to believe will no longer help you, and you will gain new insights. You will come to understand that change is an essential part of life and learn to accept and welcome it. To put it simply, the path to self-discovery is the path to being real and honest. It means getting in touch with your true self, living by your values, and being honest in your daily life. Remember that the journey to understanding the universe starts inside you. You will really reach your full potential and connect with the universe when you look into your inner world. You have come a long way. You now understand the idea of universal communication, can use the power of positivity, and can shape reality through visualization. You have looked into ancient knowledge, heard success stories, cleared up misunderstandings, and learned how to become an initiate. It's not a coincidence that you are here, about to learn more about yourself. Remember that talking to the universe isn't a trick. It's something you do all the time. Believe in yourself and your path. Each step you take toward letting go will lead to a better and happy life. How to think clearly. To understand reasonable thought, you need to know how to clearly evaluate information and make choices based on reasoning and proof. We need to put our feelings aside and think clearly and logically about things and people. By using logic, we can improve our ability to make choices, solve problems more effectively, and learn more about the world around us. When we think clearly and directly, we can make choices based on facts and evidence instead of our feelings or personal preferences. It helps you weigh the pros and cons, look at things from different points of view, and come to a reasonable decision. When we face tough or complicated issues, logical thinking helps us break them down into smaller parts, evaluate each one clearly, and come up with workable answers. It helps people think critically and creatively, which leads to better problem-solving results. We can make bad choices when our feelings and biases get in the way of our thinking. We can successfully recognize and get rid of these flaws by using logical thought. By looking at proof and logic carefully, it helps us be more objective and clear in our thinking about everyday things. Being able to think logically helps us speak more clearly. We can have more useful talks, persuade others more effectively, and avoid pointless arguments or misunderstandings when we use logic and proof. To think more logically, you need to understand cognitive flaws like availability bias, anchoring bias, and confirmation bias. We can question our biases and make more fair decisions if we are aware of them. When analyzing information, you should do a lot of study and get relevant information from trustworthy sources. This helps people form well-informed opinions and make smart decisions. As a habit, carefully look over facts and reasons, promote questioning, question beliefs, and look at things from different points of view. People are more likely to notice mistakes and biases when they do this, which leads to more logical thought. Anger and sadness can change the way we think. Learn and use methods like awareness, deep breathing, and self-reflection to make decisions with less emotional impact. This helps your mind think more clearly and logically. Take part in talks and look for different points of view. A mindset of open-mindedness and reasonable thought is fostered by looking at things from different points of view and questioning your own biases. When making smart choices, it's important to think about the risks and benefits of each choice. Thinking about possible results and how likely they are to happen can help you make smart choices. By thinking about the possible pros and cons, people can make choices that are in line with their goals and values. It's important to get all the facts, see things from different points of view, and think about what might happen before making a choice. To make smart decisions, you need to have clear goals that you can reach. People can focus their efforts and make decisions that lead to the results they want when they have clear goals. Having clear goals helps people know where they are going and why. This lets them weigh their options based on how well they will help them reach their goal. It's very important to make sure that your goals are attainable, because having too high of hopes can lead to bad choices and disappointment. From time to time, people make mistakes. It's important to learn from them so that you can make smart decisions. Failure shouldn't be seen as a setback, but as a chance to learn and grow as a person. People can figure out what they need to work on and make better decisions in the future by carefully looking at the mistakes they've already made. You can make better decisions if you take the time to think about why things didn't work out, try different methods, and make the necessary changes. Realizing how important it is to learn from mistakes helps people make smart choices by giving them a better picture of what could happen. Based on the ideas of spiritual and emotional health, we stress how important it is to build strong relationships, let go of standards, and encourage emotional freedom. Building strong and healthy relationships requires trust, respect, and the ability to talk to each other clearly. You have to pay full attention to both your own wants and those of your partner. Active listening, kindness, and understanding are all skills that can help your relationship grow in a safe and helpful place. To make strong links, you should also look for things you have in common, do important activities as a group, and make quality time a top concern. Putting money and time into the health and growth of your relationship can help you build a strong bond based on love, trust, and support for each other. It's important for a good and happy friendship to let go of ideals. Expectations can sometimes lead to bad feelings like anger, sadness, and a sense that you deserve something better. By following the law of detachment, you can let go of the need to control or change how things turn out in your relationship. Instead, try to accept your partner as they are, value what makes them special, and let the partnership grow on its own. Letting go of goals also means being open to change, getting used to new situations, and enjoying the beauty of growing and progressing as a person. Your relationship will grow and thrive if you make an environment of understanding and freedom. A big part of using the law of detachment in partnerships is becoming emotionally independent. That you are in charge of your own happiness and mental health is something you should remember. Getting to know yourself well and following your own interests and hobbies can give your relationship a sense of life and sincerity. To help someone become emotionally independent, they need to stay away from codependency, which is when someone relies on another person for approval or a feeling of self-worth. Both you and your partner can grow and be happy if you can find a good mix between needing each other and having your own room. Mindfulness and awareness training can help you find inner peace even when things are going badly. Being mindful means being fully present in the present moment and noticing our thoughts, feelings, and experiences without judging them. Mindfulness helps us disconnect from the confusion around us and find peace within ourselves. A feeling of inner peace and focus can be gained by doing things like mindfulness meditation, deep breathing exercises, or being fully present every day. For peace in the present, you have to let go of worries from the past. Thinking about mistakes or chances we may have missed in the past causes us extra pain and keeps us from fully enjoying the present. Being kind to yourself and forgiving yourself are important because mistakes are a normal part of being human. We can let go of sorrow and find inner peace by thinking about the things that happened to us and putting our own growth first. Figuring out what's going on and accepting it is a big part of finding peace within yourself during rough times. There are times when things happen that are out of our control. Instead of fighting or rejecting these things, try accepting them as they are. Acceptance doesn't mean giving up or giving up on something. It means recognizing the truth without judging it. When we accept what is happening right now, we can shift our attention to finding other choices or making the best of the situation. By looking at things from this different angle, we can find peace and strength, even when things get tough. Dealing with unclear situations can be hard, but they can also be a chance to grow as a person and discover who you are. Know that anxiety is a normal part of life and face the unknown with strength and confidence. Let's focus on what we can control instead of having fear or worry take over. Set goals that you can reach, come up with plans, and slowly work your way toward a bright future. We can find peace within ourselves in the middle of the unknown if we are open to change and see uncertainty as a chance to grow as people. People can make progress by letting go of bad thoughts and ideas. Positive mantras, showing thanks, and building self-belief can help people develop a positive attitude that will help them succeed. To be successful, you often have to leave your comfort zone. However, it's important to take these chances with care and thought. People are told to get over their fear of failing and look forward to the possible benefits that come with taking chances. People can make smart choices and take measured chances that can lead to success by thinking about what could go wrong, what resources are available, and making backup plans. Learning how to use and understand visualization can greatly improve your chances of success. The law of detachment can help people get rid of ideas that hold them back and picture the results they want. By picturing themselves reaching their goals, people can become more motivated, focused, and sure that they can do it. Learning about the power of visualization can help people match their actions with their goals and bring in the opportunities and resources they need to succeed. Achieving success is more than just doing well in the outside world. It also means finding happiness and balance in your life. The law of detachment says that you should let go of the idea that material things or social pressures are the only things that make you successful. Focusing on their health, taking care of themselves, and building important relationships can give people a strong feeling of satisfaction and set them up for long-term success. To find happiness and balance on the way to success, you need to set limits, balance your personal and work goals, and think about yourself. Being resilient means being able to deal with problems and do well even when things are hard. Having a mindset that sees obstacles as chances to learn and grow is important for successful achievement. The ability to deal with difficult events, keep a good attitude, and keep working towards your goals makes a person resilient. Through the practice of resilience, people can get past problems, build up their inner strength, and handle tough situations with unwavering resolve and calm. Accepting change is important for getting past problems that come up. People can handle problems better when they can adapt to new situations and accept change. People can find creative answers and opportunities for personal growth by being open to new ideas, different points of view, and different ways of doing things. To adapt to change, you have to be willing to try new things, let go of old habits or beliefs, and welcome the unknown. In settings that are always changing, this helps people get through tough times and achieve. Perfectionism can get in the way of success and personal growth. Trying to be perfect can sometimes make you feel stressed out, afraid of failing, and unwilling to try new things. Having a growth attitude can free people from having too high of standards and the stress of trying to be perfect. Realizing that mistakes and problems are normal parts of learning helps people learn from their mistakes, change how they do things, and keep going after their goals. Letting go of the need to be perfect can help you become more resilient, creative, and satisfied when you're facing problems. Getting out of your safe zones. In order to grow as a person, you need to get out of your safe zone. According to the law of detachment, people should get over their fear of the unknown and step out of their safe zones. You can gain new skills, boost your confidence, and broaden your view by taking on new tasks and visiting uncharted territory. Accepting pain and taking on new tasks can help you grow as a person and find your hidden potential. You should let go of the idea that learning can only happen in certain places or through structured schooling. A growth attitude and constantly looking for chances to learn in everyday life are said to help you keep your knowledge and skills up to date by the law of detachment. Accepting chances to learn helps you grow as a person and in your career. It also makes you more flexible and opens up new opportunities. Figuring out your mission can be a very strong way to grow as a person. Getting away from social pressures and standards can help people find their true hobbies and values. Self-reflection can help you figure out what your purpose is and make sure that what you're doing is in line with what's important to you. Figuring out your purpose gives your life direction, meaning, and drive, leading to personal growth and a deep feeling of importance. Finding inner peace is a process that often takes looking inside yourself. This chapter will talk about a number of methods that can help you find peace within yourself. Some of these methods are practicing thanks and focused meditation, writing in a book to get rid of negative thoughts, and learning to stop talking badly to yourself. Practicing thanks and mindful meditation can help you find peace within yourself. Being thankful means noticing and appreciating the good things in our lives. This helps us turn our attention from the bad to the good. Being fully present in the present moment and watching our thoughts and feelings without judging them is what mindful meditation is all about. It helps us relax and forget about our problems, which makes us feel calm and peaceful. studies have shown that aware breathing exercises and thoughtful meditation can help your general health and happiness. For thinking about your feelings and thoughts, writing in a book can be very helpful. Writing down our ideas, feelings, and events can help us understand and deal with our emotions better. Writing in a journal forces us to take a step back from our ideas and look at them without bias. It helps you see trends, deal with your feelings, and find solutions to problems. Writing in a book can be helpful and help you learn more about yourself and your mental health. Writing in this way helps us let go of bad feelings and find peace within ourselves. Getting rid of bad self-talk is a key part of finding inner peace. You have to criticize yourself, question yourself, and hold bad views about yourself in order for this process to work. Being aware of our thinking and being kind to ourselves are important ways to stop bad self-talk. Understanding our negative thoughts and changing them with more positive and true ones can help us change our way of thinking so that we can love and accept ourselves. By using mantras and positive self-talk, you can change your bad thoughts into more positive and calm ones. Let your wants come out. Right now, start by understanding and accepting where you are in life the way it is. You can make what you want happen by being aware of what you want and setting goals. Think about how valuable life is and how short our time on Earth is. This can inspire you to make the most of every moment and go after your dreams with all your heart. Don't get stuck on specific results or try to control your wants. Instead, let them happen naturally. Trust that luck will be on your side and that the right opportunities will appear at the right time. You should believe that the world can help you make your dreams come true. Believe that the world is on your side and will bring you what you want, along with the help and direction you need. Let go of any hurts or bad memories from the past that are stopping you from moving forward. Getting rid of pain and anger can help you attract more of what you want and create more of what you need. Allow yourself to forgive others and let go of any emotional baggage that is no longer useful. Focus your thoughts on a brighter future full of chances and picture yourself having the life you desire. Have faith that you can do it. Having a good attitude and surrounding yourself with helpful people and tools that are in line with your goals can be very helpful. Inner peace is a calm and peaceful feeling that doesn't change no matter what's going on around you. It's important to realize that real peace comes from inside and doesn't depend on what's going on outside. When we know how to find inner peace, we can handle life's problems with kindness and get back up quickly. Knowing that happiness is a state of mind can help us bring more good things into our lives. When we are truly happy, we give off good vibes that can bring more good things into our lives. It changes the world around us in big ways when we put our own happiness first. If we want what we want to happen in our lives, the law of separation says we need to let go of our connection to the result. When we let go of our attachments to certain results, the world can do its magic and bring us what we are supposed to have. One important part of this concept, which is shared by many religions and has international meaning, is to separate ourselves and our feelings from our goals. By practicing detachment, we can feel emotionally free and let go of any ties that are getting in the way. Practicing detachment can help us let go of resistance and match our energy with what we want. By practicing separation, we can make a smooth flow of energy that brings more good things into our lives. People from all walks of life have to deal with pain, and different cultures offer advice on how to get through it. For Christians, meeting Jesus Christ in person is a way to find comfort and get through hard times. In Buddhism, the goal is to reach awareness, also known as nirvana, in order to be free from pain. Realizing that life is temporary and practicing awareness through meditation can help you do this. A lot of people think that meditation can help them reach wisdom or spiritual growth. We can learn more about ourselves and the world around us when we meditate. Being involved in this activity can help us deeply understand ourselves and the world around us. Having control over your ideas, feelings, and deeds is what it means to be self-masterful. It takes focus, self-control, and the ability to think things through before acting on them. By mastering ourselves, we can go through life with more focus, purpose, and strength. To build unbreakable character, you need to work on traits like honesty, kindness, resilience, and ethics. It's about making sure that what we do is in line with our morals and ideals, even when we are tempted or face problems. Building strong character helps us grow as people and make the world a better place. To understand our thoughts, we need to pay attention to the ways they come to us and what they are about. It all comes down to having an attitude that is open and accepting of our ideas and choosing to think positively and constructively. We can change our negative thoughts into positive ones and improve the way we talk to ourselves by paying attention to them. In conclusion, the law of detachment gives us a deep understanding of how to find inner peace, make our dreams come true, and accept life's natural flow. On this trip, we've talked about how important it is to let go of control, connect with others, and trust that the world will lead us. We have learned how beautiful it is to let go of control and go with the flow of life through the practice of non-doing. These flow lessons have shown us how happy and content we can be when we live in the present and do things we love. We were told of how linked we all are to the world and how important it is to make sure our goals are in line with the greater good. We know that meditation has a big effect on us because it helped us become enlightened and understand ourselves and the world around us better. Self-mastery means that we are in charge of our own thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. We can lay the groundwork for personal growth, strength, and a happier, more satisfying life. As we come to the end of this book, let's remember the important lessons of the law of detachment by building strong character and paying attention to our thoughts. May we enjoy the process of getting to know ourselves and find comfort even when things go wrong in life. We can trust the process, let go of our ties, and let the world guide us to what's best for us. Say what you want to say, stay open, and listen as the universe repeats your deepest hopes and dreams. Last thoughts. The law of attraction isn't hard to understand once you start doing the things we talked about. Good things will always happen after this. Most people agree that positive thought makes a person's life better, even if they disagree on some of the theory's details. But you can't just use the law of attraction as an excuse not to do anything if you want to be truly successful. Going after your hopes and dreams based on positive energy alone is not likely to work out. Keeping this in mind, it would be silly to think that a natural law will give you everything you need. Don't be afraid to take advantage of every chance that comes your way. For those who are waiting too long for the perfect answer, the very helpful hand that has been put in front of them might be missed. Take the steps that are put in front of you without being afraid. They will help you reach your goals. People will undoubtedly be drawn to you if you constantly send out good vibrations into your personal world. Make use of those people and let them help you. You have to be aware of how you feel all the time because your mental energy is always being sent out. Nobody will always radiate good energy because no one is perfect. Sticking to this way of life, on the other hand, can be very satisfying. The fact that you will be spreading good vibes is reason enough for people to want to be around you when you are happy, positive, and excited. We've looked at a very strong tool that you can use to get everything you want in life. You should know that the same concept comes with some risk, though. By following this law, you can get a lot done. But keep in mind that bad energy can bring bad things your way. giving off as much good energy as you can is the best way to avoid bad things happening. The law of attraction is nature's most powerful and oldest type of karma. If you do that to counteract the odd bad mood, you will finally find great success.